So, beginning the ninth parak, so this is how to make sure to avoid not falling into the traps of becoming lazy and not being zariz in one's avodas Hashem and performance of mitzvos. So Ramchal says, Hine mafside hazrizus, the factors that detract from zrizus, him him magdile hatzla. That these are the very same that increase laziness. Gadol shebekulam hu bekashas haminucha hagufanis, v'sinas hatorach yavas haydunim betashlum kol tnaehem. And the greatest of all detractors from a person being one who has a passion and a burning fire to serve Hashem is the heaviness and lethargy of the body, and the hatred and, I get, avoidance to not wanting to burden oneself, and tied to the love of pleasure to their fullest degree. When it seems like, at first glance, they seem like two kind of different things, like one being lazy, the other the desire of pleasure. But if you think about the desire of pleasure, they're kind of grouped together. Meaning, people love sitting on their couch, doing nothing, watching TV, eating food, like eating fast food, not having to work hard for things. So that desire for pleasure is really tied towards laziness. Pleasure that comes with tremendous exertion, like, let's say, if someone, in theory, mountain climbing seems kind of fun, right? Aside from the potential fear of heights. But even if someone has no fear of heights, the reason people don't do it 99% of the time is because it seems like a lot of work. It's a lot of effort to put yourself under, and like, I'd rather just sit down here, eat some popcorn, and watch you climb the mountain. So, he says, Ki hine adam kazeh vaday shetich badalav havoda lifnei boro kovet gadol. A person like this, a person who is enveloped in the pleasures of the world, of course it's going to be very difficult for them to take upon the burden to serve Hashem, because that is the opposite of this. Meaning, having to serve Hashem, having to get up early and go to minyan and doing mitzvos is totally goes against human nature and one's grain. Especially this type of person who's into physical pleasures, not just into physical pleasures, but the laziness and giving into one's body. Kimishi yirtze lechol achilos abchol hayishuv amiduchol. The person wants to eat food and enjoy while he's relaxing. Velishon shnasa below Torah, and be able to sleep without any burden. The ma'in aleches emlo leito, and he refuses to go anywhere if it's not the place where he wants to go. The chayotze b'dvarim kela, and all things along these lines. Hine yiksha lo v'hashkim levate knesio b'boker. It is going to be very hard for this type of person to get up early and go to shul. O lekatzer b'sudas b'nei tefilas hamincha b'nei arba'im. Right? Or imagine it's time to daven mincha, and you're in the middle of your meal, and you have to rush your meal. For the past two nights, I ended up eating dinner around 9:15 because I was busy before mincha. Mincha was 8:20. I was busy a little bit before then, and I felt I only had a few minutes. So I had to decide, like, do I want to spend 5 minutes eating, and I was hungry, or delay like another hour of not eating, and that's also difficult. So here he's saying the example of rushing your meal in order to get to mincha. That's annoying at times. Ola tseis l'dvar mitzvah m'liya ha'eis barer, or to go to perform a mitzvah when the time is not so optimal. It's not so simple. Think about sitting in the sukkah when it's cold, right? Kol shekin l'maher atmo l'divrei mitzvah ol d'talmud Torah. Even more so, for a person to hasten oneself to perform a mitzvah or to learn Torah. This is misha margil atmo l'min hagos ha'ila, but a person who does accustom themselves to be able to perform mitzvos and serve Hashem in this way. B'masar haher, sorry, I skipped a line. Einenu adon ba'atmo. Sorry. He said, let me see some things, sorry. He's saying, a person who is lazy. Misha Margil Atmo Lemithagos Ha'ilov, the things of laziness, Inero Adam Ba'atmo. He's not his own ruler. Meaning, someone thinks, like, look, I'm a free man, I can just sit on a couch and watch TV. You're not a free man, you're the opposite. You're a lazy bum who could never, has no freedom, because real freedom is being able to go against the grain. And he says, Einenu Adam Ba'atmo Lasos Hevach Zek Shirtek. He's never going to be able to do anything that that is against his nature. Because he's already made it a habit for him to just give in over and over and over again. And that's a slave. That's a real slave to pleasure, to the physical world. And a free person is a person who's able to go against one's nature. The Amnam, however, in truth, person has to know, of course, this world is not just about relaxation. I'm saying not just about. It's not about relaxation. Ella la'amal v'torach. The world is about working hard and taking upon burdens. V'lo yinhag v'atmo ella minhag ha'polim ha'osim melacha etel maskirehem. And a person shouldn't conduct himself in any other way than being like in front of one's employer. Then you're in front of the person who hires you, who you work for. You have to make sure to perform to the top of your game. Okay, Shaya Omer, sorry, Agire Dioma Anan. That it's like we're hired day laborers. We're people who have to work. We have a job to do. We're not allowed to take breaks when we want, and we have to continuously work hard. G'derech yotzei hatzava, and he says it's like people who are at the battle station. Asher chilasam chipazon, who have to eat quickly. Ushnasam arai, and they get to sleep only a little bit. Va'omdim tamim muchanim le'es karav, and they have to be prepared at any moment to be in battle. And it's pointed out here in the footnote by Rav Chezkel Sarna that the concept of like being a soldier in the army, to like that concept of to serve Hashem, he's saying it's not just, there's different types of people in the army. You could be in the army and you're on reserves, where at some point you could be called up. Or you could be in the army and like, okay, now it's your turn to do X. But he's saying it's not just in the army, it's a soldier where you're on the battlefield, or you're at the battle station, where at any moment, like, you have to be spring into action. So at any moment, we could have mitzvahs that we have to do and serve Hashem that way. And we have to, like, this person who has to eat quickly, because you don't know what's going to happen. Like, at any moment, we have to be aware and constantly be working hard to be able to, like, be a soldier for Hashem. It says, V'alzeh ne'emar, and this is what it says in Iyov, Ki adam la'amal yulad, that a person was born to work. That is why we are here. That we are here to be able to work hard and serve Hashem. And when a person accustoms himself to this attitude and to this lifestyle, Yimsa Avoda Kala Lavada says things get easy for you. Meaning to a lazy person to say, wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Instead of waking up at 7:30 and going to work, wake up at 6, get out, get dressed, drive to shul, then go to the bus, and then go to work. So that seems very, very difficult. But when a person gets into the routine to continuously serve Hashem and being a soldier for Hashem, it becomes much easier. And Kevan Shalo Yasar Ba'atma Azmana Ba'achana Elaha, where this person is no longer, they're not lacking any preparation or readiness. They're constantly there. They're constantly at all moments ready to serve Hashem. Whatever is needed to stop in the middle of a meal, to be able to go daven mincha, I was just asked a shayla yesterday or 2 days ago of someone who was having sheva brachos, and they want to know if in the middle of the meal they could go to daven mincha and marv and then come back and finish the meal. There were going to be some other people there. So like that attitude of like, is it annoying to stop in the middle of dinner for a half hour break to go to shul and come back? Of course that could be difficult, but when a person is in the mentality of I have to serve Hashem, and I want to serve Hashem, whatever Hashem needs of me, so then it's not a difficult thing. Or it's not, certainly not as difficult. V'yalzeh haderech amru zechrona levracha, kachi darkal shel Torah. It says this is the way of Torah. There's a Pirkei Avos that pas b'melach tochal, that you eat bread with salt, umay b'mesura tishtah, and you drink water. This is the way of real Torah of having a little bit of bread, just bread to eat, having with salt and having measurements of water. V'yala aretz tishan, and sleeping on the floor. Shuklal harachaka b'tachlis min ha-menuchos v'aydunum. This is the opposite of all pleasure, right? Eating bread only, drinking just water, and sleeping on the floor. And he says that's the real way of serving Hashem. Interesting anecdote and side point to this is that when they were raising money for Chachmei Lublin, so the Lubliner Rebbe was raising money, and he wanted, Lublin was the first real yeshiva where they had nice dormitories. I don't know if it was the first that had a dorm, but I know that it was something where they wanted it to be very proper, where they have all the meals, nice meals on campus, and nice dorms. And he wanted to raise, obviously you have to raise a lot more money for something like that. And one of the people he was trying to fundraise by, he said, "For why are you doing this? Look at Pirkei Avos. Look what it says here. You all know how you learn Torah? Look at this. Kachi Darsh, this is the way of Torah. Eat bread, drink water, and sleep on the floor. That's not what you're telling me you want to do." And so the Lubliner Rebbe said to him, he says, "No, let me tell you, you're reading the Mishnah wrong. You all know how to read the Mishnah? It's a question, and it's a rhetorical response. Kachi Darka Shel Torah? This is the way of Torah? Pas b'melach tochal? You're just going to sit and eat bread and salt? That's how a ben Torah should eat? My mishur tesha, you're just going to drink some water? You're going to sleep on the floor? You're ben Torah. You don't belong on the floor." He says, that's the way to read the Mishnah. Probably got some good money from the guy for that. But certainly, at face value, the Mishnah is, and that's obviously the way the Ramchal is taking it, that's the way most people take it, it is talking about removing oneself from pleasure in order to maximize one's learning and to recognize that the removal of pleasure is the best way of attaining a greater spiritual height. And this interesting footnote of Matthew Solomon points out that over here the Ramchal is not necessarily advocating the actions, but more of the attitude, that a person has to internalize the attitude that a person is born to work. It's not about laziness, and it's not necessarily to remove oneself of all physicality. There's certainly plenty of times where a person should indulge, but a person could enjoy things, and certainly also a Jewish idea, right? And Yom Tov, if you have a mitzvah, basar v'yayin, right? There are times and things like that. But the attitude that to realize like what's important, and that is certainly what is being stressed here. It's down, and so he says, "Odima side hazrizus." Another factor that detracts from zrizus, who rove hapachad the godel hamora min hazman betoldosav, is the tremendous fear that people have when, in general, going through life and going through times in life. Could be translated as anxiety over here. The way to read this, it could be, it has to be read in a delicate way, because certainly it's not where he's saying that a person that anxiety is illegitimate. Obviously, back then, he lived in the 1700s. Obviously, the psychological knowledge of anxiety is very different back then to what we understand, what we know now. And not that he says that it's fake, but he's going to be advocating to not necessarily believe and to not necessarily be constantly in fear that anything could go wrong, and that detracting from your avodas Hashem. To say, obviously, like certain things are extreme. But to say, like, I can't go out to my sukkah. It might be a lightning storm, and the poles on the side are made out of metal, and like, who knows? Like, obviously, that seems very irrational. That's what I'm saying. So, Odom Asidem has reasons for Rov HaPacha, the heavy fear, Vegodel Hamora, Min Hazman Vetolusav, and what they could bring. Kipam Yira Meachor O Meachom, because sometimes a person could have the fear of the hot, or fear of the cold. Upam Meapagamim, sometimes of a pagam, of a, I mean, literally, it's blemish, but let me see how it's translated here. From threat of accidents, to not get into a car because of the fear of getting into an accident. Pam min achalan, sometimes fear of illness. Pam min aruch, sometimes of wind and of things in nature. V'chein kol kayote bazeh. All these things could detract from a person's avodas Hashem. Like I said, it has to be read in a delicate way. Obviously, if a person does have a tremendous fear of getting into a car accident, where it's, even if it's extremely irrational, it still has to be dealt with in a proper way, not just saying, come on, you, like, get in the car, what are you talking about, you crazy fool? Like, that's obviously not the proper way to deal with it. Interestingly enough, though, exposure therapy is extremely effective. Not that I'm recommending that person to be thrown into a car. It's usually done in a very, very, very gradual way. But continuing on with this, he says, Hua inyan sha'amar shlomo alav ha-shalom, amar atzel shachal baderach ari ben arachovos. That the Atal, the fool, says, sorry, the lazy person says that there's a young lion on the path, Ari Ben Arachovos, and there's a lion in the streets. Right? So someone's going to say, look, there's a lion out there. I just want to point out a beautiful vort. I do not remember who I heard this vort from and in whose name it is. It was said. But why does it say, imagine if there was, I think over here where he's saying, he's understanding this as saying that a person's going to make excuses and says, like, maybe there's going to be a lion out there. Like, I can't leave my house. I've heard this with the understanding of the pasuk being literal, where there is a lion out there. Like, how could I leave my house? So the pasuk, though, Shlomo Melech, what does he call him? Calls him an atel. The lazy person basically says there's a lion out there in the street. If there's a lion out there in the street, why is he lazy? Lazy doesn't seem like the proper term for this. And the word I heard is that when it comes to, imagine, let's say, a person has World Series tickets, it's Game 7, and there's something crazy going on outside of the house. Not saying, like, whatever, we could think about a lot of different types of things. There's a lion out there. So if a person has World Series tickets, the person's going to do whatever they can to get there. They're going to go on their roof and roof hop from one to another till they're safe. Who knows what they're going to do? But I can tell you, they're not going to just, like, sit back and relax. And he's saying that's why this person's called an atalk. Even if it's true there's a lion out there, if it's something that you really have a desire for, you're going to do it. And a person, when it comes to serving Hashem, so the lazy person's going to make the excuses all the time. Kfar ginu chachamim zechron al bracha hamid azos v'chasua El Hachachtan, that the Chachamim denigrated this type of attitude, and it's attributed, they certainly, this person will have a lot of sins potentially that could come to them by avoiding all things at all costs. Obviously, like I said, it has to be weighed in a serious psychological manner. Umikra Mesayim Dachsiv, and says in Yeshayahu, Pachadu Bitzion Chataim, that those who have the fear in Yerushalayim and Tzion, Chatan, they're sinners. Achazar Ada Chanitim, that those hypocrites are seized with trembling. Like these, like, just saying, simple people who have a certain fear, it's going to cause you to lose out on a lot of things. Acha Amar Echa Min Agdolim El Talmido Ber Oso Mispachad, Chata At, that a person, Ram Bracho says, that a person whose student basically had some of this stuff, some of these things. He said, you're a sinner. And he said, Bizman Hazeh, obviously everything has to be handled in a very sensitive way, and it could be even back then, it could be that we're not talking about necessarily such extreme cases And it could be that these things, they were just making excuses. It is possible for them to make certain excuses. It's possible for them to have tremendous fears. I'm not sure. It's very delicate. El Alzeh Ne'emaran, this Tavid HaMelech says, B'tach B'Hashem, a person, don't have all these fears. Have reliance upon Hashem. Yaseh Tov, Shechan Eretz U'Re'e Amuna. Should do good. Should dwell in the land. And U'Re'e Amuna, and you should nourish your body with emunah, with faith in Hashem. Everything's going to be good. You don't have to worry. You don't have to have all these fears and all these concerns. Just to bring it to a little more practical example for us, and then I'm going to end because I know you have another shiur to go to. But a little bit more practical is there are plenty of times where people work like crazy, right, to make as much money as they can because I'm going to need this and that and then and that for this kid and that kid, and who knows what's going to be with this and that. And I'm not saying a person shouldn't work, I'm not even saying a person shouldn't work hard. I have two jobs, sometimes three jobs, and that is understandable. But at the same time, to try to be so scared of anything that's going to happen and have to exert yourself like crazy, that is not necessarily the most realistic nor healthy thing for a person in terms of their attitude. Let's stop here. And there's a